Penguin Random House Australia Audio proudly presents How to Lose Friends and Influence White People, written and narrated by Antoinette Latouf. All rights reserved. This book was written on the lands of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, who I would like to acknowledge as the traditional custodians and storytellers of their country. I pay my respects to elders, past and present, and celebrate all the histories, traditions, and living cultures of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people on this land. For my mother Sadie, who is by far my favourite refugee. Sorry, Dad. Preface. Humans are labelled even before birth, categorised into bite-sized, palatable pieces. My mother, who had three daughters and a son before me, says she had an inexplicable burst of energy when she was pregnant with me. "This one's a fighter," Mum would later recall telling relatives, partly because she was expecting and hoping for a boy. For years after I was born, my father would wrestle with feelings of frustration and quiet pride as I demonstrated strength, assertiveness, and courage. All the qualities he believed only suited a son. Labels continue during early life, throughout school and beyond, yet sometimes, temporarily, there are grudging exceptions. Such was the case at my Year 10 high school formal. Call it the school dance, the formal, or the end-of-year prom, or that time your mother rented ill-fitting formal wear that made you look like a bride who was left at the altar and then cried when you suggested it wasn't your style. As a member of our school's Student Representative Council, I helped to fundraise for and organise this milestone dinner and dance for Marylands High School in Western Sydney. I also did an excellent job of pretending not to care that almost everyone else had a date to an event that would host as many hormonal teens as it would Kodak disposable cameras. It did bother me. Shrug it off, I told myself. You're not here to be liked. You've helped make the event possible. With that, I swung my sari over my shoulder, buckled up my Jesus sandals, and sashayed past my classmates who were struggling to walk in their strapless pastel satin dresses and pleather heels. I'm not entirely sure why I wore a sari instead of a ball gown. Perhaps I was trying to own my place separated from the pack, an attempt to demonstrate that it didn't bother me to go against the grain.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?